Hello, everybody. Welcome to this month's webinar. This is the webinar for November 2015. Today, we're going to be talking about backups. And we talk a lot about backup your site. I mean, it's something that I go on every single time when it's time for a new plugin or a new theme or a new update, or if you're updating your theme. Like, I'm always saying, okay, do a backup first and then do this. Well, the thing is, like, making a backup is super easy. Like, it's not really hard. You install a plugin, you click a button to do a backup. Or maybe you set up a schedule and it automatically backs up. But there's really there's not a lot of instruction out there how to restore from a backup. Now, granted, a lot of times we won't need the restoration feature. There doesn't come a time where you really like have a catastrophe that you really need to restore completely from scratch. Maybe you just need one little thing restored or things like that. So we're going to talk about some of these different things that are going on and just how to restore a website from a backup state. And we'll talk about three different plugins to do this. Two of them are premium and one of them is free with a premium add-on. And then we'll talk about some of the other tools that you may need depending on what it looks like or which backup solution that you pick. So I am in no way like endorsing any one of these. I'll tell you which one's my favorite and the reasons why. I'm not being paid for any of these. And yeah, that's exactly, those are the things that I just kind of wanted to share right off the top of the webinar. And so today, let's go ahead and dive right in. And let's talk first about backups. We'll talk a little bit about backups. I don't have any slides, but we're going to talk about and just kind of go through the dashboard and talk about a few things. So let's go ahead and we're just on a subdomain, backup.yourwebsiteengineer.com. And we actually are going to also use restore.yourwebsiteengineer.com. I've got these two domains because I wasn't exactly sure how this live webinar would work when the second plugin that I'm going to demo, like you actually have to delete all the files off your server and then use the zip file backup. And I wasn't sure how all the rest of the backups would work after that happened. So it's going to work. We're going to backup and restore with three different methods, three different ways, and then we're going to see what actually happens. So let's go ahead and dive right in. So we're right now running backup.yourwebsiteengineer.com. I've got a few plugins here. Some of them were just ones that were installed. Some of them are here. Like I've uninstalled a few of them so we can see some things in our backups. But the three plugins that we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about VaultPress, we're going to talk about Backup Buddy, and we're going to talk about BackWP Up. And so let's talk about those real quickly first, and then we'll dive in to look at kind of the different settings and the different things, and we'll talk about how to actually do a backup. That'll be a very, very brief section of this webinar. And then we'll talk about, and then we'll get right into why you're here. You want to know how to restore from a backup. So VaultPress is a plugin that is created by the company that I work for, Automattic, and it's a standalone plugin that actually kind of integrates with Jetpack a little bit. If you have Jetpack activated, it will actually go from the menu item up here, and it'll actually be in with all the Jetpack stuff. So it's kind of like an extension to Jetpack, but it's like a premium version. Starts at $5 per month, and basically what happens is you install the plugin, you activate it, and then you go pay for it and you get an API key. You put the API key on your WordPress site and then it just starts working. It just starts backing up. Like it does everything for you. There's not a lot of setup. I mean, there's virtually zero setup. You just have to go ahead and do that. Now you can go in and you can add some of your server credentials and different things to VaultPress, and that's going to give VaultPress the ability to restore. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, but VaultPress is by far the simplest plugin to get up and just start backing up your site right away. Again, it starts at $5 per month. That backs up your site once per day. And then they have additional plans that are a little bit more expensive than that. And it also has plans. There's plans that you can bundle Akismet with VaultPress. And so this isn't commercial about which plugin to buy. I'm just telling you a little bit about which plugins that are out there. Okay, so that's VaultPress, $5 per month per site. So it starts at $5 per month per site. Backup Buddy, and I believe the last time I checked, it was about $60 for a single site license, or you can maybe pay $80 or $100, something along those lines for like up to 10 sites. And it's going to be, it's more economical if you have lots of sites that you want to keep backed up. And this is one of the better standalone plugins that I've seen. It's actually the best one, that a lot of people say, if you really are using WordPress, you want to move sites from one place to another. If you've got client work, like Backup Buddy is going to do everything that you need for it. The cool part about this one is you can back up your things. You have to set up a schedule. So you have to say when you want to back up and what do you want to back up and what don't you want to back up. And then they have a really nice UI to actually restore a site. And we'll show you exactly how to do that. It's going to be very nice and easy. And you really don't need to know any programming whatsoever. You just kind of follow the steps in the checklist and you can go ahead and get restored pretty simply. again, like I said, you do have to remove, like if you want to restore your website from last week, you actually have to go into your server, delete everything from your server, and then reinstall from there. So it's kind of iffy because your website will be down for a few minutes as you're restoring. But if you've got like massive amounts of bugs in it, or like you've got malware installed or whatever, that's really a pretty simple solution. You just delete everything and then you put an import a file in there and your zip file of your latest and greatest backup, click the button and you can go and you're good to go. So that's pretty simple, Backup Buddy. And then BackWP Up is kind of the industry leader in free WordPress backup plugins. And it does exactly what you think it would. It does almost all of the features of Backup Buddy, the backing up part, but it's a little bit more tedious and cumbersome to actually restore a backup once it's been, you know, put onto your, like once you've backed up, then you have to kind of know what you're doing to get it restored, either the database or the files itself. And this one will be the most tricky one. And we'll talk about this and I'll show you exactly how to do that and whatnot. So let's go ahead and we'll start with VaultPress. We're going to go in area of ease. So VaultPress, Backup Buddy, and then BackWP Up. And we'll show, and hopefully as I'm backing up and restoring these sites, everything will work well because I'm going to restore and back up, and we'll know what has been not restored and what is restored. So let's go about that. So the very first thing that I want to do is I want to go in and create a new post, just so that we can say that we've got a new post in there. I believe all of this other content that's in here has been backed up once. And so if we want to restore or backup that doesn't have this content, we need to at least have something so we know that is there. So we'll do test on live webinar. And then we will just put some yay text. And that'll be good. So now we can see that we actually have a new post there. And we wanna make sure that it's working. Let's go ahead and refresh on our homepage. We can see now that yay, test on live webinar. We actually have 4 posts on this website and we have 2 pages, I believe. If we look at the dashboard, we just wanna make sure that we've got the right backup and everything. So we've got 4 posts and 2 pages. So that's what we're looking at, okay? Now let's start with VaultPress. Let's go on over to VaultPress. And VaultPress, there's not a lot that you can do from right here within WordPress itself. We have, it just says our full backup is 100% complete. VaultPress has 14 snapshots of your site dating back to Wednesday. And Wednesday was the time when I set up this site to get ready for this webinar. And it shows that we've got 4 post pages. It shows everything that we've got currently right now. And so live activity, it's processing changes because we just made some changes. But the big thing you want to do is you just want to go to the Word or the VaultPress dashboard. And this will go in and it'll show you all of your sites that you have. And you can see that I've got some security threats that I haven't addressed. I've got a few sites that are outdated. These are just some that I don't use very often. And so I want to make sure that I'll get to those at one point. It does say there's a security threat. And so let's go ahead and take a look at the backup first. The security threat's not as crucial of a deal. We can see that right here and what it is. And it says that there's some hidden code and we can see exactly the file infected. So this is one of the cool things. So that's part of the Backup Buddy. It looks like it's part of Backup Buddy. I'm not too concerned about that right now because this is a test site, but that's one of the cool things about VaultPress, gives you security as well as backup. So if we go into our backups page, we will see right here that, let's see, we have the most recent backup was at 10:40 a.m. It's 12:12 p.m. right now. And it looks like it does major backups when it sees new things. And of course, there's a few dates and times that are missing here. And again, I'm not too concerned about this because there's very little activity. I think also what happens is that there actually has to be visitors to your website for it actually to trigger the cron job to back up. So in this time, I was working this morning. I was getting everything set up for this morning's webinar. And then a few times over the last few days is when I was actually visiting the site and pinging the site to make sure that I was getting all set up and ready for the webinar. So if we wanted to, we could just go ahead and we could restore all the way back to this point. We could go back to November 5th. And all you have to do is basically you can click view backup to see all of the stuff that's there. It basically is going to show you that it's got the database and it's got the My WP content. It shows all the plugins. It shows all the files. It shows pretty much everything that we need in a WordPress site. And if you wanted to, you could restore just a single table or just a single, just a single table if you want, or you can restore everything. If we click on it, we can say we can want to restore this table right here, and it's just going to go ahead and do it. The other thing that we can do from the backups page is we can actually, From here, we can just say restore. And so if we scroll down here, we can just hit restore and then it will go ahead and prepare a backup. Say that we just want to restore the database because we haven't changed any files per se. So we could just go ahead and say we want to change the database and we could say prepare backup. It's going to do its little thing. It's going to, it's very, very quick because of the fact my database is very, very small. And then it says basically VaultPress will restore your website to backup.yourwebsiteengineer.com. And I have added the credentials in there so it has that connection. And now I can just click the restore now button. And it's got some text like it's warming up, like it really has to, you know, warm up. But basically it's going to go and it's going to say restore in process. It's going to all the pre-flight checks happened. It is basically just going to go ahead and restoring this branch. And so that's how easy, simple that VaultPress can actually back up and restore a website. So it works very, very simply. It can just go ahead and do this. I'll see how long this is actually going to take. If it's going to take a while, I might have to abort this, but I really want to just make sure that it works, like, so we can see the differences, so we can see exactly what this looks like. So let's go ahead and just let that run just a little bit. And okay, it's 50% done, so it won't take very long. It's a very, very small site. Again, this will take longer depending on what size of site that you're running and different things. I would recommend if you really need to just restore the functionality of maybe a few days ago within your database, maybe you just restore the file or the database tables that have been changed. If you've made posts or pages or you want to redo comments, like those are different specific pages or those are different tables inside your WordPress database. So like comment meta and comment, those are two files, two database tables that that control all the comments for your site. So if you need to roll that back, that will take a lot less time, especially if you're using plugins that are tracking your site's activity or, you know, doing, you know, seeing how many times people are locked out. There could be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of records that it will take just a little while to actually restore your database in that process. So we're at 50%. We're going to hang out here just another minute or so. There isn't a whole lot else that I can do while we're waiting on the restore. And Mark asks, what would the access to the site be during the restore? And so we can go ahead and take a look. We can do a refresh here. And it looks like it's still working. It hasn't restored that post table yet. So this is still there. I think it just goes in and it actually continues to keep the site pretty much live while it's restoring, while it's doing what it needs to do. And then if there would be, for an example, like once it's restoring that post table, which is where all of this data is happening from the website, then that would probably show up like we're briefly down for maintenance. Kind of like the same little line that says when WordPress is updating from, you know, a core version or whatnot. So we're still just kind of hanging out here, seeing what happens there. And let's go in while we're waiting. Let's go ahead and talk about Backup Buddy a little bit. I think I can still access this page while we're waiting on Backup Buddy. So VaultPress, like I said, it's as easy as that. You install it, you click restore, and you can easily restore your website. It's totally worth $5 per month to back up your site once per day. Backs everything up. The only thing that it doesn't back up, VaultPress does not back up your WordPress core files. And so when you do a full restore or you have to move your site from one place to another, what happens is you'll have to actually install WordPress first, and then you can start that, because it's kind of silly for VaultPress to back up hundreds and hundreds of thousands of versions of WordPress when, you know, they can just pull WordPress from the repository. They make a note of what version you're running and it kind of works like that. So that's pretty much the difference. Like VaultPress backs up all your data, but it does not back up your core WordPress files. It does back up your plugins, so it knows what your plugins are. It backs up your themes, so it knows what your themes are, but does not back up WordPress. But WordPress is easy to download. You just go to wordpress.org and you can download it straight from there. So not a big deal whatsoever. Okay, so Backup Buddy. And again, like I said, this is about a $60 a year, $60 to $100 per year, and then you can use it for one site or multiple sites depending on that license that you purchase. And so what you wanna do is when you get to Backup Buddy, you actually have to set up and configure your backup. You know, you gotta make sure that it actually is running regularly. And there's two different types of backups that I recommend making regularly, and they're database backups and they're complete backups. And what this means is, like, the database is all of your posts, your pages, times. It stores your data of what plugins are turned on, what is your active plugin, all your settings for all your plugins, all your widgets, all that kind of stuff is saved in the database. And that stuff changes really regularly. If you go in, you post regularly, if you have comments regularly, if you have a store that are selling things regularly, all of those things happen very, very regularly. So you want to make sure that you are updating that database regularly. So I recommend, depending on the traffic or how active your site is, you want to back up at least once a day, maybe once a week at the bare minimum. I know that for the most part, like, I only update my websites once a week with a post or two, and like, that could be enough. Backup Buddy has a really nice feature that you can go ahead and you can say, choose a backup profile to run, and you can say database only, and then you can go ahead and you can just, it's going to start doing the database right now. Let's go ahead and cancel out of that. But you can also set it up here to configure. So you can say, you want to say it's a database only, then you just go ahead and you can set it up and configure it to run regularly. And the same thing with a complete backup. You want to do a complete backup. I want to say a complete backup once per month. You can do it as often or as frequent as you like, but once a month is a bare minimum. That way, in case, your theme files don't update that often, and every once in a while you add a new plugin or two. But say, for example, like, if your website gets hacked, you can go back to last month's version of all your core files, your WordPress files, and it should be okay. If the hack happened, 32 days ago, then you'd have to go back 2 months worth of data. So you just have to kind of gauge, and you have to kind of gauge like how much space is worth to you, because you actually have to store these backups somewhere. VaultPress, they take care of all of it for you. It's just stored in the cloud. It's completely free to store. It's part of the $5 per month plan. But Backup Buddy, you actually have to store these somewhere. And what you can do is you can actually like set up where these things are going to store in different places. So you can actually store them right on your server. You can store them in the cloud somewhere, like on Amazon S3. Backup Buddy has a really cool thing called it's called the iTheme Stash, and you can save up to like, I forget how many gigabytes worth of your backup websites on there. And so all of that stuff is there. And right, if you just go to the backup setting, it's going to show you all the backups that are recent. So these are all the ones that we've made in the last few days. You can see that my site is only 23 megabytes, so pretty small, and the database is only 56 kilobytes, or it got up to 64 kilobytes a few hours ago. And so you can see all of the schedules and whatnot are right in here, and you can see exactly how often I've got my thing to set up. So I'm sending things to the weekly database. I'm sending them to my stash, and I'm sending them to my stash for the monthly backups as well. So that's all there, and those are all enabled. Greg asks, if you go back to change your database, does that delete any current posts that may have been created? Yes. So when I'm backing up and I'm restoring this one, which this is kind of unusual, this is taking so long, but if I go back and I restore, it's going to like basically take away all of those backups that were there. So if I go to VaultPress, let's just go to my dashboard, VaultPress, and take a look here. Hopefully this is the right site. So if I want to go back to right here, so this is the one that's restoring, and we had one post, one page, one comment, one theme, 9 plugins. And that's what we had back yesterday at 11:40 p.m. And right now we have 3 posts, 2 pages, 9 plugins, 4 uploads. So we've got some changes here. Basically, what we're doing is we're going to say, we don't want this one, we don't want this one, we don't want this one, we don't want this one. We want to go back to this version. And so anything that's happened after November 5th at 11:40 p.m., then it's completely wiped out from your website. It's not there anymore. But if you wanted to go in, if we would have, instead of restoring this, but the big restore button, if we would have went into the view backup and then went in restore special tables, like if we would have only went in and restored the post and the post meta tables, which are the 2 tables that control your posts on your website, then everything else on your website would be intact. And only the post category would be the one that would be changed. So that's something to think about. So what I really like about Backup or VaultPress is it gives you that granularity that you can actually go in and restore specific tables to your website. So that's super nice. So that, I hope that answers your question, Greg. So with Backup Buddy, we've got all of these things set up. I've scheduled these things. They're ready to go. And the biggest thing is we just have to make sure that we have a backup. So that's the big thing. We can't really do a restore if we don't have a backup. So let's go ahead and work through that. Let's go to restore and migrate. And we're going to go ahead and go over to restore.yourwebsiteengineer.com. And there's nothing there right now. So we get a completely white screen. So what we want to do is we want to send, you can do it two ways. So if you're comfortable with an FTP client, then let's see, going back real quick, Mark asks, how many versions of Vault will Vault Press keep? It keeps, it depends on your plan. I'm pretty sure how long those take. So if we, or how many versions that it takes. Let's take a look real quick while we're on the topic of Vault Press, and then we'll move back to Backup Buddy. The plans and the pricing. So the basic, which is $9 a month, that has spam protection. So I guess it looks like they're doing Akismet and Vault Press. So instead of $5 a month, it's $9 a month to do that. But they keep 30 days worth of backup. And then if you do the premium, which is $30 per month, then they do a full archive backup. I believe too that they, I want to say that with past that 30 days, like it's still there, like it's not really deleted, but that's only that you can have access to. The safekeepers or the WordPress.com support should be able to help restore those things. So those are the two plans. It looks like basic and premium. Okay, so we still got nothing there. And what we're going to do is if you are comfortable with using an FTP editor, this may be a good step for this. We definitely need an FTP editor for BackWP Up. But this one's really cool in the fact that you can actually send your import buddy.php to a specific destination. And so how this really works is if you wanted to restore your website, what we're going to do is we're going to click this button and it's going to send this specific file that does all the unzipping and figures everything out for us. We're going to send this to our destination, which would be our home directory. We would basically put this in there first, and then we would want to put the download file in. We'd want to put our download file in our root folder as well for our website, and then we would delete everything else. I'm just going to skip that step, and we're just going to move it to restoreyourwebsiteengineer.com just because. So what we want to do is we want to just go in here, and we want to restore to local because it's going to my same server. And so it is just going to go ahead. It's saying sending the import file. This may take a few seconds. Of course it will. It's always taking a few seconds. This is still taking a few seconds. Let's see. What else can we talk about while we waited? We'll talk about an FTP editor right now. I use one called Transmit, and Transmit is a Mac only app, but there's lots of them out there. There's one called CyberDuck. There's one called FileZilla, and FTP client sounds very like a very technical type program. And all it is basically a program that runs on your computer that allows you to look at files on a server. That's all it is essentially. Like it's like the Finder on your Mac or your Windows Explorer on your Windows computer. Like it's those exact same things. So it just allows you to see files on your server. So let's go ahead and take a look at what it looks like on Transmit real quick. So Transmit is the app. Here's my local computer. Here's all my files on my computer. And here's all my files right here on my web host. And what happens is we can go into, let's see, it's under restore. So we can go into restore and we can look to see, and there should be a file in here called importbuddy.php. Well, that's no good. Let's see if it works this time. Authentication failed. So as I'm working through this, it basically is, I need a username and password to go in and log into our, to log into my server. You don't want just anyone being able to get in to look at the files that are on your website. And so let's go ahead and see if this works now. I found the password in 1Password, I think. I'll try restarting a Transmit. Basically, though, we don't necessarily need this. I just wanted to kind of show that, hey, that file is there, and we wanted to, you know, make sure that the file's there. We'll just keep moving on, and as we're waiting for the next thing, then I'll see if I can get this FTP thing working. But okay, so the first step is done. We sent Import Buddy to our destination. Now we want to download a backup file and send it directly to the destination by using the send file option. So we're going to do this one that just happened 5 minutes ago. So it's got all of our posts and pages, hopefully. And or maybe let's do the one that was backup. We need the full database. So the complete one. So let's do this one right here. And we are going to send this. And we're going to send it to restore, which is something that I set up already. And then it says your file has been scheduled to sent. It'll arrive shortly and you'll be notified by email if any problems are encountered. And so we'll go ahead and do that. We'll click that button and you can see that it's, I guess that was me hovering over something with that thing. So it is taking a little bit of time. It is setting this thing up and let's go ahead and let's see if I can log into my FTP client. So we're still working on that. Still can't log into my FTP client. Of course, that is just wonderful. Let's see what we can do now is what the next step is. So we've uploaded the import buddy and the download file to the destination. We've already done that because we've sent them from here and we've sent them from there. And then what we need to do is we need to navigate to the uploaded website. So we're going to put yourwebsite.com/importbuddy. So let's do that. Let's just copy this text right here. And then we want to go to restore. We're going to hit slash and then we'll say slash import buddy. And in theory, if the files are there, then we should be able to restore our website from there. Okay, so we have, we select the backup to restore. There's one that's already in there. That's the one that we want. And we want to restore from backup. And we want to do all the files and the database as well. There's advanced options if you really wanted to look at it, but I never typically don't do that. And then when you click the restore backup button. So we're going to wait while these files are restored. Let's see, is this... wonder if there's something goofy that's going on that's with my username and password for my FTP client that's kind of stalling this out right now. We will see. We'll just watch all the spinning everything take place. So this is just restoring the files. And again, we would do this on our own server, but I want to make sure I don't really want to break things that are going on with the live site that we're working on right now. So let's take a look here. So as we get this finished up, it's restoring files. And then in theory, we should be able to go to restore.yourwebsiteengineer.com and it will show everything that's there. And we'll be able to see exactly what our website looks like. I mean, we're just restoring from the website before. So let's do that. I am in my FTP client. So I'm trying to see if we can get the... we'll create a new username, I guess, just while we're waiting. This is so frustrating. It's all about sitting around and waiting. Unable to restore. I think that's because my FTP client, for some reason, I don't know if my access changed or it's, of course, a hosting issue that's happening right now during the course of a live webinar. So let's see what's happening when this is finished. And hopefully we can get everything set up and good to go for this, the last piece of this puzzle. Otherwise, I may have to record this later and just finish it at another time when I can get into my server and whatnot. So let's go ahead and we'll try. I'm over on another page. I am trying to get my FTP access to see if I can get in. Let's see. So this is one of the things, like when you do a restore, it's not super fast. Like it doesn't always happen right away. Like it does take some time sometimes that, that you may be frustrated and it's just a matter of staying calm, thinking about the steps that you're taking, and eventually it will restore in theory. All right. I did get an FTP client that got logged in. So that is good. I'm in. And so we'll continue this and then we can actually move on to the rest of the webinar. So let's see. We want to the database setting. So that's the third step. So we've added all the files. Now it wants to know what our if we needed to change anything, like if we wanted to change the database name, we can do all of these things if we really wanted to. That's not a big deal. I think all of these are fine that we can just go ahead and go to the next step. Or I guess you have to do you click this button and it just moves all of that stuff over for you. You can change the password if you wanted to, and then it'll update all of the things in the password boxes, in the wp-config files and all that good stuff. Let's see. The specified prefix appears to already exist in the database. Restoring, we don't want to do that. So let's make it live. We'll just call this live. So it does some checks there. If we were just restoring our website on top of our same website, it would have been fine to keep those the same. But I'm putting the same, I'm trying to run two sites on, I can't really do that on one database. So we want to make sure that that is set. And then we want to say that we are changing the URL settings. If you are changing, if you're restoring, of course, it would just be the exact same. And so we're doing that here. So kind of what this part is doing is actually going through and showing you how you would move a site if you wanted to. So that's what's going on. There's a question that says, can you repeat the FTP name for Windows, please? I think you can use one called FileZilla. It's a free program that you can use that gives you the ability to go in and look at your server and whatnot. So that is that. Let's see, verify imported site before cleaning up. So we want to click on this and we want to go to see what does it look like. Does it look like anything? It doesn't look like there's anything there, but there indeed is. So it does have a Hello World post. This was one of the, so this was one of the backups that we did from a little while ago. And so Hello World is the only thing that was saved there during the course of that backup. So that's, I mean, our site looks like this, test on live webinar, and then we've got backup. And so that looks like that. So that looks good. So we want to say, yep, everything looks good. And we, of course, we'd look at it all regularly beforehand. What we can do is we can, now that this FTP client is open, I can show you that if I go into the restore file, it does have this backup file here, and it's got some database backups that are in there and all kinds of stuff. So these are all the files that you can just go ahead and delete based on everything looks good, and then we can go ahead and finish the cleanup. And then your site should be good to go. You should be able to log right back in with the same username and all that good jazz and get that all set up and looking good. If we wanted to, we could go ahead and do that. We could see that. Let's see. Let's just go in and try to WP admin. See if I can remember what the username was. And looks good. I mean, it's got VaultPress, it's got Backup Buddy, it's got the plugins installed. Looks like it's good to go. Pretty simple. I took this snapshot before I installed BackWP up on the other program or the other site. So everything looks good there. So that's how you would restore that backup. I'm going to try to do, let's see if we can go back to backups and see if I can restore this one more time. I'm thinking that there was some sort of a crazy server thing, which is why I couldn't log in and why Backup Buddy couldn't restore. So let's go ahead and just try a restore one more time and see what happens. Well, and while that's doing that, let's go over to BackWP Up. BackWP Up is going to be the most complicated of the three. Of course, it is because we're just using the free version. So it does a really good job of backing up our website, but it also it doesn't do a very good job of easily and user-friendly like walking us through how to restore a backup like the other two did. So let's see. Is that one ready? It's changed site. Let's restore now. And let's see if this one works any faster now that everything's working on my server. So BackWP Up, I've got a couple of backups that are set up in here. There's a full version of a backup and there's just a database version. If you wanted to, you could just download the database backup if you just needed that real quick, or you can go all the way down to the backups area for your website. So you want to go and you want to make sure that you do have backups set up and see if they're actually working. So we've got the databases right here. It's kind of a goofy way to look at these because we're looking at the folder database only. And if we want to see full backup, then we have to change the destination and then it relists everything. So you can't see like Backup Buddy. You could see like all of the backups in one place. But here you actually have to go to look at those different versions. So how you actually have to do this is you have to download the files and then you can upload them back up to your server. So it's a little bit on the tedious side. I'm going to just go download this so we have it, and then we'll go ahead and we'll download the other version so we have that as well. So we want the database version only. So we need to change destination. And then we will go ahead and download this one as well. So we got those two coming. We'll see if those happen. The restore is still restoring. It looks like it's at least working now. So that's a good thing. And we've got the backup here. So we can show this in Finder. And so if we look at that, Here, let's put that on the desktop so we can see that. That basically has a little bit of information about the backup README, how that works, and then it also has the complete database file. So the database file is there. And say, for example, we wanted to restore the database, you could go into your site's control panel. You could go in there and you could upload the SQL document. So basically you import it, and then it rewrites your entire database, and then it fixes it. Or what I discovered today, which is a really cool, neat tool, is called Adminer. And this is something that I've never heard of, and we're going to try it live, of course, on a webinar, because why else wouldn't you do things? I mean, we have to do things live, right? It's still working. So basically what you can do is you can just start, it's a way for you to easily connect to WP Admin or to the to phpMyAdmin, excuse me. And so you can do this inside of WordPress if you wanted to, or you could do it in a new tab. I'm just going to go click here and do it in a new tab. And then what we can do is we can upload right to phpMyAdmin, which it looks kind of wonky. It's stripped a lot of the formatting and whatnot, but this is what your database looks like. And here is all the stuff in your database. And it looks like we've got, it's still cleaning up. Import Buddy must be still... maybe not. But you can see that we've got live, and we've got we've got the live underscore, and we've got the VFN underscore. And so we've got both of these. So basically when it was creating the new when it was restoring from backup to restore, then it duplicated all of the files here. So we've got twice as many we've got twice as many tables in our database as we need. I mean, they're not necessarily, we don't have to remove them or anything, but this basically shows all of that. So what we can do is we actually go over to import. And this is something that you can do inside of phpMyAdmin. I think this is really slick that we can get to it right from here without having to go to our WordPress or into our cPanel, try to figure out what that is or what password that may be. But if we go back over to desktop and go into your website engineer, do this and execute, and we're going to see if we can just break all kinds of things. So it does say, please contact support. Awesome. Fantastic. We will have to do things the old school way. We'll have to go into the cPanel here, and let's take a look at the cPanel for our website. So essentially what we need to do is we can go wherever you're hosting. This site is on A2 hosting, and then you just kind of, you scroll down, or you can type in phpMyAdmin. And that will redirect you to the phpMyAdmin section of your website. And then you can use the import feature. And we can choose a file from our computer. We're going to choose this one right here. And we are going to go. We may or may not get an error on here. We'll just go ahead and see. Yeah, so it's telling us that we already have tables. There's already tables in our database that have these names. And so what we'd have to do is first we have to go in, and I'm going to stop this backup because that's going to do all kinds of crazy things if I'm back and I'm doing things. So what we need to do is we can go into our databases. We can go into, let's see, which one is that one called? It's this one. Good guess. And so what we can do is we can actually just go in here, and we're going to drop all of these tables because we have a full database backup and restore. And we'll just go ahead and we will say drop. And that's going to remove all of those. And now in theory, if we go to this page, it's going to be blank or give us an error of some kind because there's nothing in the database. There's nothing to get. But we can go back to import, and we're going to import that file. And indeed, it says it wants us to install WordPress because it knows that WordPress is there, but it doesn't have a database or anything set up. And what we can do is we can say go and be patient as it loads. Like everything else on this webinar, it's been successful. 140 queries have been imported. So if we now, let's go like this and see, hello world. This was a backup from previously. And so that's how you actually have to go in and do a restore to a back WP up site that you have the database access to. There's no quick and easy UI to do it. It takes a few steps. I really wish this program would work. That would be really cool. I wonder if it was because that error happened because those tables were still in the database. We could try this again. Let's try this again real quick. Let's see if we go here. Oh, that plugin isn't there now. Oh, what happens when you play with all of these things? So this, what happened was, and why these plugins were still here, we just restored the database. And so that database didn't know that that was there. So it just turned that any plugin off that it didn't know that was there in the backup. If we would do a full restore, so what the restore would look like is we would have to go in, we would go into the, let's just go into the backups folder. And then we would go into WP content. And then we would go into whatever we wanted to backup or restore. So we'll have to go, we'd have to know what files goofed up. Maybe we want to restore all the plugins from a previous time. What we would do is we would download to our computer, we would unzip them, and then we would take FTP and we would just move them over. It's as simple as, like, if I go into plugins, if I go to Dropbox and sites is where all my sites are located, like, I could just go in and on your website, engineer.com, I have, let's see what plugins I have. You could do something as simple as like TwitGit. We can just go ahead and just drag this over. The cool part about how an FTP client works is it knows that you're moving something to a server. So it doesn't like move it, it copies it, which is pretty nice. So now TwitGit is over here. And then if we would do a refresh on this page, we can see that TwitGit is now here. So back WP up is a little bit more cumbersome when it comes to doing a restore, but you can do it. You can completely back it up if you want to have a little bit of knowledge, if you want to play around with the WordPress dashboard just a little bit and a little bit inside of FTP and inside of your cPanel. If that is something that interests you or you're excited about trying to learn, then that would be something that you could do within your with the free version of BackWP Up. If you want a more simplistic approach, you know, you pay a little bit of money and it just does it for you, then VaultPress or Backup Buddy are two great solutions. VaultPress is perfect if you just have one site, or Backup Buddy is great if you have multiple sites, because VaultPress, even though it's a one-time fee once per year, and then you have to pay for additional access to updates and support. And so that's something to think about. I'm going to do this real quick while we're still here. Feel free to ask any questions if there's any questions that you may have about really anything. If you're interested in learning about backups or anything that I covered, feel free to ask that. Sorry for all the little technical mishaps. Of course, that happens on live webinars. Even though you practice and you get things ready and you're ready to go, let's see what happens if we do a refresh here. I've deleted these tables. I really want to see if this plugin Adminer works. And I'm guessing that it didn't upload because the files were the tables were still there. So I wiped out all the tables. Of course. Huh. Interesting. So I will take back my recommendation of Adminer. It doesn't look like it would work very easily. It looks like you can go in, you can manage your database quickly and easily, but it doesn't allow you to go in and do a restore from there. Let's go back. We'll add these files back. Mark asked, which backup plugin do I use? And I use VaultPress on all of my sites, and mainly because it allows me to quote unquote dog food the products that we offer at Automattic. I did a VaultPress rotation last year about this time. And so I went in and actually during my rotation, I set up all my websites with VaultPress and just haven't turned back. It's been so simple and easy that it just works. Again, I don't set that up on the sites that, you know, don't mean anything. You know, like if I'm doing a webinar, like I don't set up that, you know, if it's going to be a site that I disable real quickly or a client site, you know, most of the time with my workflow, I have multiple versions of my website anyways, because I develop everything locally. So I had an entire version of the website locally, and then I push it to the live server. So there's a duplicate version there. So if it's something that's really not that big important, or if it's a short project for me, then I typically don't start backing up until like the site is live. And when I had clients, it's like then it was the client's opportunity to set up and figure out what their backup solution was. Depending on the project, sometimes the projects I use my Vault Pro or my Backup Buddy license on their website, as long as I was managing it, that follows under the terms of service and the license agreement with iThemes, and so that's how I did it in my former life. Mark asks, have you seen any conflicts between the backup plugins and other codes on the sites? No, not really. Like, I haven't really seen any conflicts that, oh, it was the backup plugin that caused the website to stop working. So I think most of them work pretty well. They're just basically copying data, and they don't really mess around with the front end of the site or break things on the front end. Doug says, do you not recommend relying on the host backup service? He says, I use Bluehost and they offer a backup. Yeah, I do. I think they're a great additional step. I know that my website is running on WordPress and I have a local copy in Dropbox as a backup. And the hosting company that I use, Flywheel, they run a backup every single day. So I've got three versions of my website. It just depends on how easy it is to restore from Bluehost. I guess that would have been a great example to add to this mix as well, is how to restore something from Bluehost. Sometimes with those, like, they can only restore like with their technical support team. So you have to, like, you can't do it right away. You have to rely on somebody else. So that's something to think about, Doug. I just make sure that you spend a little bit of time and figure out, like, do a practice, try to restore a website from something, like make a silly post, or, you know, do something that's kind of, if it has full backups, you can add plugins. And so add two or three plugins, but don't activate them. And then try to do a restore and see if it wipes out those plugins, just to see how those work. That's always the big thing too. It doesn't matter which one works or which one that you use. It's just a matter of, okay, take a little bit of time and figure out how it works. So if this ever happens, then you have the ability to go in and actually fix a broken website. So that's something to think about as well. Doug said Bluehost lost the site I hired someone to do with Bluehost, so he doesn't trust them. So that's another thing. Like, when you have your backups in place, like, you can check them regularly. They're inside your WordPress dashboard. You know that things are backed up. Then that helps out a lot. It gives you a little peace of mind, and you kind of can, you just feel so much better that you're not going to lose a website. And Mark says that you always have more than one backup. That is a good case. I also recommend putting backups in different places. Like, you don't want to back up your website at different times and put them all on your FTP client or all on Amazon S3 or all in iThemes Stash or wherever. Like, put them in multiple places so that in case something happens, you can restore. Like, I would hate to have to restore every page of show notes for the 200 plus, the 250 plus web or podcast episodes that I have done. It just wouldn't happen. Like, I wouldn't do it. And so I'm so thankful that I've got backups in place. And thankfully, I haven't had a server crash or anything that's been tragic lately. I had to restore because I've had malware maybe 4 years ago, and having a backup was very helpful in that case. So I didn't have to go through and comb through all the files on my website to see what had, you know, malicious code in. So that's a good thing. Ross says, can you do a restore to your local machine to test a backup? Yeah, I don't think you can do it with, let's talk about all three options. With, I turned it off, that's why. With WordPress, you would have to go in with WordPress and you would do a restore. And then I think you just want to, you can actually download all the files, and then you would have to manually on your local host, you would still have to do the, like, if I go to localhost, it will show me the, man, even localhost is loading slowly for me today. Localhost, this is with desktop server, it shows me all of the stuff. So if I wanted to go into, like, I have 4.4 and I could go into the database, and then you could go and you could update that. You can import your the database files. Basically, with all three of the versions, you have to download both the files and the database. Now, granted, when you download the files, it's going to be pretty quick because you just download the files, you unzip them, and you move them to your local directory. Like, that's pretty simple. When you have to do a manual restore that way to your server, you have to download everything, and it could be like tens of gigs worth of videos and movies and stuff, then if you have to push that all back up to your FTP through FTP to your server, that could take a little while. So that would be, that's a good thing to do, or it's easy once you're putting it to your local site. So that's something you can do. So yeah, that is a great question, Ross. There's another question that says that anyone knows a good tutorial on how to set up a local host. I just recommend using desktop server. It's probably one of the simplest tools, and you basically install it and it does pretty much everything for you. You just install it. It's Mac or PC. You can go in, you can say, I want to create a new site. It does everything for you. It creates the login and all that kind of stuff. And then you can import your websites right into there. So ServerPress and desktop server is the bomb. It's the best. So that's what I would recommend there. They do have a free version. The free version you can still use. You can use it for up to 3 sites. And the only problem is with that one, it doesn't unlock the feature to do like a, you can actually like move a website via like a duplicator and different plugins like that. And that automated system won't work within desktop server unless you unlock the premium version, which is $100 per year. Oh, so Sabine is just having problems getting it to work. And I would recommend doing that, or go ahead and reach out to them. They do have a phone number. The team is super great. They do a great job of even responding to email requests and saying that it's not working or there's some sort of configuration issue. Like, they're super smart people and they know exactly how they do it. I think they have, like, on their support side, they do have They might have some tutorials on here, how to get started installing, manually installing on Windows, how to put it on Mac, uninstalling, and things like that. So I definitely check those out and see. Totally worth the $100 per year, and just a great tool and great piece of technology. I run all of my websites. The ones that are critical to me, I do everything locally first and then push that information to the cloud. So if there's no more questions, we're right about the hour mark. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll stay here for just a minute or so to see if there's any other questions, but thanks for tuning in and sticking with the technical difficulties this morning. Of course, that happens while we do things live. And I hope that you grasp a little bit of the concept of how to restore a website from a backup. So there's always two pieces of a restore. There's a database that's all your settings, your configurations, your whether your plugins are turned on and turned off, what plugins are, you know, like are installed, what theme is being active, all the settings for all the plugins, all the widgets, that stuff is saved in the database. And your posts, your pages, of course, all that is in the database as well. If you're using like a form plugin, then all of that field, all that stuff is saved in your database. But if so most of the time, if your website gets hacked or there's malware on it, those are on your theme files or your database file, or not your database, it's everything but the database could be affected from this malware attack. Again, there could be some malware inside of the database depending on how well the hack is, but most of the time you need a full restore to get rid of all that stuff from your website. So that's pretty much what I wanted to share today. There is going to be the webinar replay, of course. We'll get to that and you get an email about that with all this, and you can access this when you have a chance and when you have the opportunity to. Hopefully that you do a practice run with this now so that if the catastrophe does happen, it doesn't take you days and days and days to try to figure out how to restore a backup, especially if you're an online store or, you know, you have a lot of traffic, things like that. It really kind of hurts your budget and your productivity when you don't have your website up and working. So that's what I wanted to that's kind of what I wanted to share this week. We'll go ahead and wrap this webinar up. Thanks so much for tuning in, hanging out, and we'll talk again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.